It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week at this time, we take a deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with us today, not in studio, but up in Salem, a special professional meeting going on. Mary, what are you doing up there?
Yeah, good morning, Kyle. So actually, I'm at the Oregon Association of Realtors. I've been here since Wednesday, and we kicked off our leadership training, spending some time at the state capitol. So we got to hear about all kinds of bills related to real estate and how the Oregon Realtor Association is protecting those rights for property owners.
So, yeah, and perfect timing for you to be there while we have this topic, because looking at some of the legislative wins that the realtors feel happened in 2024, let's start with housing. Thoughts about the new housing production package that was proposed by the governor last year?
Yeah, so absolutely, Kyle, this housing production package, that's a crucial step in addressing Oregon's housing crisis. So there was Senate Bills 1537 and 1530, and we're seeing efforts to reduce red tape for housing development. So what that means is that should help speed up the construction of much-needed homes, it includes the establishment of, like, the Housing Accountability and Production Office to help local governments and developers streamline local development processes. SB 1537 also helped to address the issue of land supply by allowing cities with demonstrated needs for both residential land and affordable housing to utilize a one-time optional urban growth boundary expansion.
Well, obviously, it's a big topic, a lot going on there. Now, many people are concerned about the affordability in the current market. Do you think these changes, will they impact home prices?
Well, that's a great question, Kyle. So while it's difficult to predict exact price movements, increasing the supply of housing typically helps stabilize or lower prices over time. So the focus on infrastructure investment will also ensure that new developments have the necessary support, making them more attractive to buyers.
And talking about support, what about the new regulations of residential property wholesaling? How does that affect the market?
Yeah, so that's in regards to House Bill 4058. That's a significant piece of legislation that aims to protect consumers and bring more transparency to the wholesaling process. So by regulating practices that have been problematic in the past, this bill should help foster a more trustworthy environment for buyers and sellers alike. So it's a win for everyone involved in real estate transactions.
And I think a lot of people would find that reassuring. Now let's switch gears a bit. Talk about first-time home buyers. What can you tell us about the expansion of the first-time home buyer savings accounts? I think that's under Senate Bill 1527.
Yeah, so the expansion of these accounts is fantastic news for first-time homebuyers. So this is going to allow individuals to save for a down payment while enjoying tax benefits. So this is an essential tool for many young buyers who might otherwise struggle to enter the market. So this bill was reintroduced as a new version, and it's expanding access to first-time homebuyer savings accounts, which allows all Oregonians to save by removing financial institution red tape to offer the account. So any individual can establish a first-time homebuyer savings account at any financial institution of their choice.
So it sounds like Oregon realtors have really been a big advocate for this.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces, and fortunately, there's a lot of bills that they either supported or didn't support. So I'm grateful for their advocacy and helping create more opportunities for people to own homes.
So it sounds like some significant opportunities on the horizon here in Oregon. Any advice for those looking to navigate all this evolving real estate landscape?
Yeah, definitely. There's just so much to know, and I always recommend staying informed and working with experienced professionals who understand the local market. So whether you're buying or selling, having the right team or agent can make all the difference in your real estate experience.
Well, excellent advice. Let's move on to the weekly update for the Umpqua Valley. Talk about what's been going on.
Yeah, so looking at the last 7 days from February 14th through February 20th, we had one new coming soon listing that's on the going to be hitting the market. We saw 27 new listings come on in the last 7 days. That's slightly down from the 40 that we saw the week before. We had 12 listings that came back on the market, four more bumpable sales being negotiated, so that we're seeing a lot of flexibility from sellers allowing buyers time to get their property sold to buy the next house. Short sale pending. There was actually one short sale that popped up in the last 7 days, and that's actually the only one for the last 4 weeks. We saw 33 price changes. This was a slight bump from the prior week. Pending sales took a jump. We had 38 pending sales for the last 7 days. This is up from 33. Sold properties was 28, and we had 11 properties that expired and did not sell. So we're still seeing more pending sales at 38 compared to new listings at 27. So it's indicating the market's very active right now.
So as we look at current listings, talk about the most affordable one right now.
Yeah, so we're always looking at these homes and parks. So most affordable listing that we're going to be talking about is a two-bedroom, two-bath home in Shadow at 510 Shadow Ranch. So this is 1,440 square feet. It's actually got a nice low-maintenance landscaping yard. This has only been on the market for a day, and it is a 1976 home listed for $70,000.
Now, let's take a look at if somebody wants to get a traditional home, a bargain as well, just off of Garden Valley, a home going clear back to 1946. It's been remodeled.
Yeah, completely remodeled. This is at 1583 Northwest Fairmount Street, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, 1,156 square feet. It's a one-level home. Super cute, new roof, plumbing, electrical, flooring, cabinets, interior, exterior, cute, spacious, move-in ready. I think this is also like walking distance to, some of these restaurants or, maybe the bus route off Garden Valley. So,
well, and ironically enough, I was in this home about 15 years ago, and at the time I thought it needed some remodeling. So, and I can tell it's definitely been updated there. Let's talk about something kind of in the 400s. What do you have?
Yeah, so this is a neat house. This is at 644 Northeast Cummins Street, single-story, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,562 square feet, listed at $445,000. So this house also is eco-friendly. So it's got solar panels. It's got an EV car charger, set an open floor plan. It even has RV parking. So it has a little bit of everything, and it's a newer home. I'm looking, probably built within the last 10 years. So great property on 644 Northeast Cummins Street over by Calhoun.
And I see one about 5 acres out in the Melrose area. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I love this area for some reason. 149 Bronco Drive. It's off of Melrose Road. Just go past Melrose Store. This is a five-bedroom, two-bath house, over 3,000 square feet on 5.46 acres. It's listed for sale at $899,000. The current owners have lived there for over 30 years. This also has solar panels on the roof. It's got an in-ground swimming pool. It's got 30-plus blueberry plants, rhododendrons, deer-resistant flowers. Man, they've done a lot of remodeling. Anderson windows, granite counters, soft-closed cabinets. There's just a lot here. It also has a 1,096-square-foot shop or garage. So everything that you need here on this property.
And real quick, talk about any open houses this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got an open house scheduled today, 835 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland. This is a newly completed home, amazing views, amazing primary suite bathroom with a corner soaking tub, so you can enjoy the views while you're having a soak.
All right. And as we wrap up, how do people get connected with you?
Yeah, so you can always give us a call at 541-366-6080, and our office is open Monday through Friday at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg, or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
That wraps up Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.